Now, I'm pre-recording some of these commentaries because I'm on a road trip. Number two son is graduating Washington State University, so that's a big thrill. Great to see your children accomplish something that you weren't able to. I'm not a college graduate, but number two son is, and congratulations to my boy for getting his degree in broadcast journalism. Hopefully that will turn into a excellent future employment-wise for him. Anyways, nevertheless, looking at the news before I leave and seeing that another law enforcement officer loses his life, this time in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, one of the places I'm passing through on my way to Washington, the officer that was shot in New York, and all the officers that sometimes we don't hear about because of the negativity from places like Baltimore and others. Baltimore will work itself out, hopefully, because of the political involvement and those that are trying to put these officers' lives and careers on trial. Without looking at the big picture, I would say hopefully the justice system, the way that we have it, will be able to decide what's right and what's wrong in Baltimore. But what is wrong is we don't hear enough about the hero officers, the men and women in law enforcement that wear badges that protect us day and night and sometimes lose their lives. We need to celebrate those in law enforcement instead of criticize those in law enforcement unless those in law enforcement really deserve it. And I guess we'll see what happens there. But in today's society, the way the media is and the way that the governments are, I don't know, it's tougher and tougher and tougher to do that job. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.